Welcome to the very first episode of our newly branded BVA Boardroom Podcast, live from the BVA World Headquarters.
World Headquarters, right,
right here. Eagle View Landing, Meridian, yeah. Idaho, United States of America. We're excited. I'm joined by our Chief Operating Officer, Ryan Cleverly, on our first episode. We've been asked a lot over the last several years, when are you going to bring the podcast back?
Really?
Kind of died out a little bit. Bill Whitaker was our last co-host.
Yeah, he was great.
He was great. Bill has been traveling the world ever since, and so he's hard to get. So we thought, hey, we'll kick it off again.
Yeah.
We're in our new office, Ryan, here at Eagle View Landing, right next to Top Golf. And this is our boardroom. So the new podcast will be the BVA Boardroom. We're hoping to talk about business, sports, life, laughter, families.
It's going to be fun.
You're going to have a new grandbaby this week.
Sometime in the next 10 days, I'll leave it at
the due date's this week, right?
Yeah, but if she doesn't come, they're not going to induce her till the 22nd. So now, I don't know. I'm just getting old.
And I understand it's going to be a grandson, which is always great. I mean, listen, girls are great, but grandsons are...
Grandsons, come on. I'm excited. I will say I have two daughters. And I've said that every dad needs a little girl.
Absolutely.
So it's great.
On their second child.
Yeah, second child. That's okay.
So, and I heard you named it him. You named him Blaze.
We named him Blaze. Mom and dad aren't quite so sure, but kind of a funny long story. But we saw a baseball player in the NCAA tournament that got this game-winning hit or something. His name was Blaze. I'm like, that would be a cool name for your kid. Well, they haven't told us what the official name is. So until they tell us... We named him Blaze.
I understand you ordered a onesie this week.
Got a onesie with the name Blaze on it, a little baseball with a fire coming out behind it. It's pretty awesome.
That's really
so
awesome.
So like it or not, the kid's probably going to get called Blaze for a while.
I like Blaze.
I like it. It's kind of a cool
name.
How
can you not be a complete stud with the name Blaze?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's going to have a mullet at some point in his life.
Probably. I have a grandson, Jack, with a full-on mullet.
There you
and
go.
I have a grandson, Cash, with a cool name.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's
and
great.
They're great kids.
So Ryan, we've been together for a long time, 10 years.
Yeah.
And started
Over
BVA 5 years ago, just 5.5 years ago now. Been an incredible journey.
And awesome.
Just moved down to our new offices about a year ago, right?
It was just over a year ago. November of last year is when we... Well, you weren't supposed to move in November, but you did.
I couldn't stay.
We don't think we got C of O till December, but yeah. I won't tell the city of Meridian that.
No, it's great. So we're here at Eagle View Landing right next to Top Golf. Been a great project.
Yeah.
We've had a great run.
This is a great site.
Let's just talk a little bit about who BVA is.
Okay.
As our inaugural podcast, and then we've got I just jotted out a list. I think we're going to have some really good guests on.
Okay, it'll be awesome.
And we're going to hopefully dig into some good stories. But BVA, our partner, Courtney Lydiard, Ball Ventures out of Idaho Falls. Let's talk a little bit about Courtney. Let's embarrass him. He'll probably listen to this.
Oh, man. Will he? Does he have time to listen to this?
Yeah, he may not listen to this.
He may not. Well, if he does, he'll listen to the first 5 minutes, and he'll hear his name pop up in there. Courtney is... He is he's one of the coolest guys you'll meet. But Courtney he's a CEO of a big company, so he's distracted.
ADD on crack.
Yes, that's it. I mean, it's like shiny object, multiple shiny objects at the same time. But he is so, if you get him, and we're lucky to get him at least once a month, and he just is so smart. And we look at the world in the way we look at the world, and then Courtney comes in, Tari comes in, and they just have a little bit of a different lens. And so it's super helpful to have a partner like that that can help us analyze things in a different way.
I've said this over and over again. I've been around a lot of leaders in medicine, in politics, and whatever. He is the most capable, his capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that can focus, have vision, deliver results. But his capacity is unlike any other person I've ever known. And the dude is as genuine and as loyal and as driven as anyone I've been around. So that's our partner, Ball Ventures.
Yep.
It's been wonderful. Tari, let's talk about the big guy.
Oh, man. Tari, he's going to be the most humble, smart guy you know.
Yeah.
You'll never walk away feeling like he's smarter than him, making you feel like he's smarter than you, but you know
he's smarter than
he's smarter than me. Yeah. I just got to accept it and move on. It's okay.
We needed an Ivy League grad.
Yeah, you got to have that guy.
Right. I don't know how many Ivy League grads there are in development, but we got one.
You
got
to have the Ivy League guy to offset the Boise State grad. I'm just saying.
Amen to that.
I mean, I had great education at Boise State, but he's just another level.
So they're great. I do want, over time, to talk about our team here. We'll do that. We've got wonderful guys. Your brother, Mark Holt. My dad came over. Tom Sr. Property management company. We started a construction company with Corey Hall. We'll have him on.
Yeah.
We probably need to let him cool down a little bit after they fired Andy Avalos.
Oh, boy. You probably should let us cool down a little bit before we talk about that. Yeah. But, I mean, you can – that's something we could talk about.
Let's talk about it.
Listen, here's the reality. I loved Andy Avalos. And I know a lot of people may have not been fans, but we spent time with Andy.
Yeah.
And the world that they live in right now, the NIL world – I mean, I'm not the smartest guy when it comes to NIL. But my understanding is you create NIL – because guys weren't getting, or athletes, student athletes, were not getting their share of what the NCAA was making off of them.
Right.
So now you
so
want.
So there's billions of dollars. Billions of dollars.
You want us to continue to feed more money to keep these guys. I'm like, hey, NCAA, how about you step up and give some of this money back to them? And it puts a program like Boise State in a really unfortunate situation because they don't have the alumni association like other schools do and the funding at this level to be able to compete with what these other schools do. They don't have the foundations. They don't have all of those things to say, hey, we can go keep – well, I won't say that. That was a bad thought. We won't keep some of the athletes. Some of them will just go to other schools.
Yeah.
And we're going to lose them
to
Arkansas or wherever they might go.
So I don't want to be too negative on here.
No.
But – Coach of the Year last year, one of the most incredible human beings I've ever been around. I've watched him recruit. I mean, that team he recruited, Ash and Genty, he recruited them.
Yeah.
Gatlin, recruited.
Gatlin Bear, who's not
He's
coming
not
now.
Coming. Recruited him. You get in a room with him and you feel authentic. You feel it, right? So to watch what happened to him and how he was undermined from a different perspective that hasn't been talked about, and really none of the fundamental issues that are, I mean, state funding of Boise State, the program funding in the Mountain West, NIL, you know, I'm still mad. We can move on.
I'm frustrated. I love Andy. Here's the reality. I'll just say this. Head coaches aren't intended to be the best friend of all the players.
That's right.
It's why you have assistants. They go get the guys, be the best friends. The top guys got to go make hard decisions. And hey, Spencer's probably a great guy. I don't know Spencer. He's probably going to do a good job, but I think it's going to be harder than what he thinks. You can't just be the rah-rah guy all the time. At some point, you got to discipline, and that's not going to be an easy position for him to be in when he has to go do that because they all love him, but at some point, they may not love him.
Hey, we love Boise State.
Yep,
We hope they do well. We're rooting for them, but...
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, let me just say this. If I ever want to be in... If I'm ever in a battle, like, if it's all going down, Ryan, I want to be with you. I want to be with Corey. I want to be with Andy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in the trenches with that guy. I'm still pissed. He's our guy.
Yeah. Okay. I love Andy, but I love Boise State as well.
Let's go to the next thing. So BVA, we had, I think people would be interested to hear from you as the guy. So when I talk about you, Ryan, you know, we've had a great run together, but you're the guy that grounds us. You're the guy, the finance guy. You're the guy that says, hey, can we do it? And you make it happen. And we had a great run. I mean, Boise has been crazy. And then we've had this little kind of talk a little bit about what we went through. And what I want you to end on is had a Fed report this week. For people listening to this, this is the first time we're going to pump a podcast out in a while. What's your projection for this next year and how optimistic are you?
I'll say I'm cautiously optimistic. Going into this report, I probably sensed that they were going to stop raising rates. I didn't think that they would actually signal the way that they did, or at least explicitly say, we expect to have three increases, you know, up to 75 basis points. That's a big deal to signal that to the market. You wouldn't say that if you didn't really believe that. I was talking with a buddy about this, and we both kind of came to that conclusion that to say that and then not do it hurts their credibility. So if anything, my guess would be they could end up doing more. Now, they hedge it a little bit, but you're not going to signal something like that unless you really feel like, hey, we're on the right track. We feel like we're going the right direction. So I was on a call this morning with a guy in the Midwest that he represents a lot of different properties. And over the course of the last 6 months, it's been really hard to move assets because banks don't want to... Some banks will lend, but the rates that you're getting just don't make the projects work. I can't buy it at this cap rate and have a higher interest rate than the cap rate for a while. You're just upside down, and they don't like that. So they were trying to squeeze the deal and push cap rates up to where they were more comfortable. Well, like in a week, that has already started to change. That discussion, that dialogue of, oh, wait a minute, maybe we've peaked. And maybe this entry point is a good entry point because we're probably going to see a little bit of compression in cap rate as the Fed lowers rates and you see some of the 10-year Treasury come down a little bit. That was actually down a little bit today. So you see some of those dynamics and the feeling in the market just change to be a little bit like, okay, maybe we've peaked out at a bad spot. Maybe the soft landing did work and we've got some good momentum going forward.
Let's talk a little bit for years for us. Like one of the topics every month, at least, we were paranoid about interest rate escalation, right? I mean, we were.
Absolutely.
We would talk about how everything was, what our debt was structured, what we needed to have ready, getting ready for when interest rates went up. And it just never happened for a long time.
Yeah.
And then COVID came and a bunch of more money got injected in. And then you and I would say, oh, it's going to happen now. And then it finally happened, right?
Yep.
Those hyper low rates lasted way longer than we thought they would and provided tremendous opportunity. But now to go through what we just did 6 months ago, a year ago, we didn't know where this was going to end.
No. And the challenge with it, I mean, as an example, in March of 2022, we put a building into long-term financing at 3%. That's less than 2 years ago. To think where we're at today, we actually changed our models to expect a higher interest rate, but we didn't think it was going to go where it went as fast as it went. So it made it really hard to kind of make some things pencil that quickly. And sometimes you're stuck in a building, you're under construction, you're like, oh, we're going to have to just kind of weather the storm for a period of time. Fortunately, I think we have. At BVA, we've been fortunate to weather that storm to a certain degree, maybe put a little bit more cash into a project, but not a significant amount. But now you see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that, I don't think it's going to come down that fast. I think it's going to be a slow decline, which is okay. At least you feel like, hey, but what I was going to say too is we've continued to develop. And that's been hard to make those decisions of costs are still not great. Interest rate's not where it's at, but if we can develop through this and have projects coming on the other side of this, when interest rates come back down, we'll be in a great position to finance into some good long-term debt, hopefully. But that's the theory, right? That's what we've kind of worked through is, and honestly, having a partner like Courtney and Tari with Ball Ventures has allowed us to have that flexibility to do that.
We haven't talked about this yet, but I don't know how I feel about it yet because the last recession was so deep and ugly.
Yeah.
I was in the fetal position for months, just wondering if I was going to survive another day. And it was so bad. And a lot of, we forget it, how bad it was, that this time I've just been so nervous.
Oh.
Like, what's going to happen next? And so to me, the Fed just spoke. We think it's over. And I'm just thinking, okay, maybe this is what a soft, because you talk to some people that have been through multiple cycles, right? Over long periods of time, there are some of these slowdowns that are soft landings and some of them that are crashes.
Yeah.
But hopefully it is a soft landing like they've been talking. And
That's what you hope. I mean, that's why I say I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't want to be the negative person in the room that maybe they're wrong. But you got to still continue to prepare for what if, knowing though that, hey, this looks pretty good. This looks like this could work out with the reports that are coming out. And, you know, the one that's probably out there that I still kind of watch is just, I mean, consumer spending has still been really good. I mean, the consumer is kind of carrying the day. You just hope the consumer isn't getting over levered in all this and taking out unnecessary debt to try to live a lifestyle that they created for themselves. Some reports might indicate that credit card debt's out of control, but I don't know. I don't think that's going to kill us. I just think it's something we got to watch.
Let's talk about what's your most we haven't talked about this either. What are you most excited about for BVA, our future? Here we are at the end of the year. We go hard and then kind of at the end of the year, we do take some time to say, okay, what's our goals and vision for the next year? What are you most excited about for coming years?
I got to tell you, this sounds crazy because in 5.5 years we have
Besides the grandbaby.
Besides Blaze. That's at home. Besides Blaze coming. Listen, my son's name is Jackson. One of the names they've considered is Bowden. I'm like, you should name him Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson would be great.
Anyways. That'd be a fun name.
I could like that.
I'd be okay with that one. Blaze or Bo Jackson, but I don't think they're going to do that. Anyways, I was just talking to a property manager of ours, and I said, hey, we've done a lot in 5.5 years as BVA, more than you probably would have ever guessed that we were going to do. I said, I hope you're ready for the next 5 years, because what we have on the docket for the next 5 years far exceeds what we've done in the first 5 years. So, excites me, absolutely. Scares me, absolutely, because we're entering kind of a, and scares me only because we're expanding in a way that is going to be pretty cool if we can pull off some of the things we want to do and make things happen. And it will be really critical to, I mean, I'm a Boise guy. I've lived here my whole life, and I love this place. But I want it to be even better than it is today. And I think that that's something that excites me, is we get to be part of that, not just growth, because I think people hear that in this valley or in this state, and they're like, forget growth. I don't want it to be here. Like, guys, we have to grow. We need to grow it in a way that's really smart and beneficial to our community. But we get to be part of that and solution-oriented, to not just go build something without a thought behind how are we going to accomplish that.
I love that. Let's talk about, so I think, you know, if you look historically on Boise, what's happening at Micron?
Oh, huge.
A little bit of attention, but not nearly the attention that we should probably be giving it. $15 billion being spent on a fab, 250 companies coming to support that fab. What that's going to mean for pressure on infrastructure, pressure on roads, pressure on neighborhoods, housing, all the other stuff. It's going to change this place significantly. You know, that's exciting, but it's also concerning. I'm really pleased. I think right now you look at our local jurisdictions and their leadership. I mean, you can go right down the freeway, right?
Yeah.
Start in Boise with Mayor McLean, Garden City with Mayor Evans, Mayor Simison here, Mayor Kling, and
Jared. I got to remember his last name.
You better remember his last name, because I don't.
You just said it and totally just slipped
my mind.
Shoot,
if he listens to this.
I know. I'm sorry, Mayor.
Oh,
my word. It's gonna.
Well, Mayor Nankolos works for us.
I know, Mayor Nankolos.
That ought to count for something.
It counts for something. Oh, my word. It's right on the tip of my tongue, too. Anyways, we love Caldwell. We're doing huge things in Caldwell.
Can someone Google the name of the mayor of Caldwell?
Oh, my word.
Wagner. Oh,
geez.
He can hit a golf ball 5 miles.
He's hitting golf balls with Corey over at Top Golf.
Let's give him a little love. He can hit a golf ball over the nets at Top Golf.
Somebody told me that.
We ought to remember a guy's name that can do that.
Yeah, Wagner. I knew that. The guy, like, I couldn't believe it. And Corey Hall was like, no, I'm telling you, he was hitting balls over the net.
Yeah, I can tell you who can't hit a ball over the net. Corey Hall.
Sorry, Corey.
Hey. Corey Hall, listen, the guy can run through a line and block as a fullback in the NFL and kill people, or tackle them as a linebacker at Boise State. He can ride a horse. He can do lots of great things. Hitting a golf ball.
That's not a strong suit. You know what's really funny? How many people have this experience at work in a day? I go out and someone brought in a nice lunch tray, and Corey Hall's in line, and Keikoa Nawahini's in line. And I looked, and I was like, self, you might want to do what they're doing. So now I'm expecting to look like they look. I never will, but yeah, those guys are just built different.
DNA's a little different with those two guys.
Yeah.
But you got them on a golf course, right? They could start practicing today and never quit, and they're going.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, you don't worry about it. Great. Other things, projects, I think we can give a little teaser here. We've got a new joint venture we're doing that we'll probably have a whole podcast on it, but it is really exciting. In fact, we we'll tease a little bit with it, but it's a large national retailer that we're going to partner with BVA. I'm really excited about that. That'll give us a regional footprint we've never had before. And then I think here in the Valley, what's going to go on at 10 Mile with our project we have, CWI, ICCU Tower, a lot of great things going on that are big.
Really big. And we don't talk about it probably enough, but Pleasant Valley, 520 acres out by Micron. You consider Meta out in CUNA.
Damn, we got a lot of good projects.
Micron there. What's going to happen?
Wonder who's figuring all this stuff out.
I don't know. Somebody is.
Gosh.
Somebody is. Partner. Good stuff.
Good stuff going on.
It's really good stuff.
All right. Well, we're going to try to do this often, and I wanted you to hop on with me. Appreciate you. It's been an incredible run together.
Glad to do it. Fun to talk about some of these things.
Ryan Cleverly, one of the best guys I've ever known. Good times. A lot more ahead.
Yeah.
Congratulations with the grandson, and we'll join you next time on the BVA Boardroom Podcast.
Thanks for having me.